top of the hour on the Doug Stanford Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, Doug. Did I mention everybody? Roberta.
Roberta.
Okay. And we are joined in this hour of the program. This is not something that I usually do because normally my attention span doesn't last this long, especially with people who are actors, because most of the time I find them, well, I shouldn't say that. This is too general. Vapid. It'd be a word that I'd use with a lot of people who are like television newscasters. They learn lines and they have no personality. However,
back to you in the studio.
Yeah, right.
That's got tons of personality. Come on.
So not the case, though, with a gentleman. You've heard me talk about him in the trip to Israel. We had a chance. There was a collective group of five actors and me that sort of traveled together through much of the week. And one of the great things about having this exposure is you see who people really are. A lot of times, and it doesn't make a difference whether you're an actor or whether you work at a newspaper or whether you sell clothing or whatever it is that you do for a living, oftentimes you are identified as what your job is rather than who you really are. So the first night that I was exposed to Greg Grunberg, we were on bicycles riding through the streets of Jerusalem in the dark around midnight. And it was so, and the group was a pretty eclectic group. I don't think, you didn't know, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Greg Grunberg is
hey,
here.
Hey, how are you? How are you?
You know him from 40 or so different episodic television shows, including his starring roles in Heroes. He was a hero. I think
was.
Richie likes you best for that.
Well, Roberta, Jennifer, and I were all addicted to Heroes.
Yeah, we loved it.
It was our favorite show from
that
the
That is Felicity
tour.
For me.
Yeah, when it got canceled, it was such
I miss Felicity. Felicity was such a great show.
It was a great show. It was a feel-good show.
How does
show?
It feel to be to have a show canceled on you because the main actor or actress cut her hair?
Yeah, that was a tough one. You know, calling supercuts instead of my agent. That was a weird one.
Never the same.
He also, in case you realized or didn't realize it, Richie, he was the pilot of the plane in Lost and responsible for the crash.
Yeah,
and
so
for him, there'd been no Lost.
Exactly. That show would have been called Hover.
Yeah,
I took that plane.
And, but you see,
I've been very fortunate that my best friend in the whole world, literally since I was 10 years old, is J.J. Abrams, and he's such a genius. And so, you know, like when I went to go see Super 8, I was watching a bit of history from when we were kids because all the Super 8 movies that J.J. made when he was, you know, 10, 11, and 12, I star in all of them.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Version of me. So,
that's something to look up.
I've been very lucky.
Yeah. Well, I first got to know you in Alias because Richie will remember I was a big fan of Alias. I thought that was a great concept, a great show. She was wonderful. I've actually never met her. I don't know what she's like other than One Day in a Part. This is perfect because of how stars are and how different they are approached. When I was with you we were together in Israel, it was so wonderful because all those shows are big hits in Israel. And along with us also were a couple of the kids, one from Melrose Place, and a couple from, there's one Showtime, Justin and Austin and Sean. But the two big attractions in the group of five were you and Marilyn Ricecup, who is Chloe in 24. And those 24 in the shows, probably Heroes and Alias, although the girls liked you in Felicity, when we were walking around in Israel, we went into this waffle shop. Richie, Greg, tell the story. I don't want to. You tell the story about going into the waffle shop.
Well, you know, I'm going to Israel. Who's the one person you're going to consult with is, you know, like my rabbi. I'm not even, you know, that religious, but I call my rabbi up. My son just got bar mitzvah. This guy, Dan, Rabbi Dan Moskowitz, he's the greatest, just a great guy. And I call him up. I go, Dan, I'm going to Israel. What do I see? I mean, I know I'm going to see all the regular sites, but what should I not miss? Absolutely not miss. And he goes, there's a waffle shop. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, it's like Belgian waffle. Nothing you've ever had before. It's a little place.
That hole in the wall.
And these are holy waffles.
Hole in the wall.
Holy waffles.
Yeah.
So you put them on your head. Yeah. Now, these are incredible waffles. And Dan, if you look at Dan, you know he doesn't miss a meal. I mean, he's like me. He's like, enjoy, he's a foodie, loves food. Anyway, I tell this group, and you know, and again, this is, you know, this is Doug and Irwin, who runs the group, and a few other people. I tell them, trust me, we got to go to the spot. And I'm in the dark. I've never been there before. We get to this place. It's between two stores. It's a tiny little place. We go in. It's like a Saturday Night Live sketch. There's women behind the counter. There's an owner that, and the place just turns upside. As soon as we walk in, we own this place.
Right.
And they go crazy. They bring us behind the counter. They're making, and the waffles were the most delicious thing that we've ever had.
Craig says to me, what flavor? We had picked out chocolate, and there were three. We ordered three. I said vanilla. What was the other one, though? We had a maple.
Caramel. Yeah, it was caramel. Chocolate, vanilla, caramel.
Yeah. So I and you go behind the counter, and they get mug shots of you, and then Mary Lynn goes behind the counter, and she does her pouty Chloe face, which they loved. And then we went outside, and I think we ordered more. I mean, I could have had some more. You probably could have, too. But we ordered enough to go around. We brought them outside because you couldn't eat inside. There were too many people. And then I just brought them out in the street and passed them around. And it was one of the best, most flavorful things I've ever put in my mouth. Really?
Yeah, I know. It was just an experience. It was that was what it was like being on this trip, especially with you. I got to say, and I'm not patting you on the back here, but I guess I am. You know, you asked about what Jennifer Garner's like. It's the same when I met you. It's like you are what people think you are. It's the same way. We were both open to every single experience and just had a great time. We had a great group of people.
Yeah.
You know, there were different views, different perspectives on Israel and on how important the trip is. That was kind of what was great for me is there were six of us, and we were all moved in very different ways with Israel. But with you and with me too, it's just like, you know, everybody that wanted to come up, we were talking to everyone, and it was just such a wonderful trip. It was great.
It was a way to just I don't have that many friends because I don't find that many people, honestly, that interesting. The people who are on my radio program with me, and I mean this seriously, are all my very good friends. I love these people, and it's something that we share in common every day. And I will tell you that from the moment that I met, and this is not kissing or blowing smoke in your ear, but when we met that night, you were, I certainly knew who you were, obviously, and but I didn't feel like I had to pay homage to you. It wasn't like, here I am, I'm a big star. You are, but it wasn't what you were wearing. And you and your father-in-law, whom I love, my God, Wayne, he's a wonderful guy. First night we're together, we go back to the hotel and we sit around and chew the fat for 2 hours. We never met each other before. I never stay up. 10 o'clock is late for me. We were up until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Talking about stuff. And Richie, I said the next day, Richie, I stayed up till 2 o'clock. Huh?
I know.
Yeah, that was a little shocking. Yeah.
He said, what was her name?
Yeah, right. They all thought it was a woman. Yeah.
Well, no, the other thing, though, was that the other actors who were much younger than me and you, and they were leaving the hotel. So we're sitting in the lobby of the hotel on a couch, and they're like, we're going out. We're going to have a go.
The three boys were Mary Lynn and Matt, her husband, went upstairs. But but they left and went. They found Miss Israel or something, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they were out hooching around.
So that was a score then for them.
That was a score. See, it takes waffles for me and Miss Israel for them.
That's how it all works. Exactly. All right, so a lot of people don't know that you are an entrepreneur as well as being a well-known actor. Remember, this guy's been in 40
and a musician.
Some odd.
And a musician, and thank you.
Well, he did play the drum. We went to this rabbi's house.
It's not just that. This was like
go ahead. Yeah, tell us.
Hippie Jews.
Yeah, the hippie Jews.
Spiritual, but really crusty. It's like going to the Renaissance Fair with a little bit of Hebrew thrown in. So, and a drum circle or two. Yeah. It was like, it was crazy. We're at their house. I was getting sick, and it was an experience where they were, okay, here's a drum. Everybody take a little tambourine, a little drum. Right. Let the music just kind of take you over. It didn't matter if it was, you know, a Hebrew or Judaism. It didn't matter. These people were just spiritual and like, just playing music in their house, and so warm and wonderful. And then the funniest thing was I was the first to leave that night. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I know you did. Yeah.
Yeah, I was not feeling well. Yeah. And we finished this long jam, you know, this song, And then I said, I'm going to leave. And they just made some tea, mm-hmm. and they handed me a cup of tea, and they said, you can't leave. There's special tea. And I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Like, it was almost like, take a hit off the hookah.
Right.
Did you see flying monkeys?
Yeah. Like Cheech and Chong came and handed it to you.
I mean, I enjoy a yerba mate and a little chamomile tea every so often. That's about as strong as I get.
Okay, but do you want to know what the real piece de resistance was for me? The rabbi who owned the house in whose house we were visitors was from Framingham. And somebody had a...
Like Wayne, your hometown?
Yeah. He was born in Framingham and lived here first 3 or 4 years of his life. And Wayne, I think, found this out. Your father-in-law said he was... He says, come on over here and meet this guy. Did Wayne tell you? Me and I've told you that. The guy... They were talking about where people were from, and he was pointing out people in the room, and he said, yeah, that's Doug Steffen. He's from Massachusetts. And the rabbi says, well, where is he from Massachusetts? Framingham. The rabbi says, I'm from Framingham. How often?
That's funny.
That's really funny. I mean, funny. You should have seen the, how we had to get out of the car in the middle of a block, walk through an alley, get up to their apartment. I mean, that is, I didn't realize, that's crazy. Yeah. My father-in-law, Wayne, who we keep talking about, is, I mean, people kept making fun of me that I was traveling with my father-in-law. My wife couldn't go. And Wayne is just such a historian. He's a traveler. He's a sponge when it comes to anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, he told me that, you know, the rabbi that night after I left, pulls him off to the side because he's an accountant. Wayne's an accountant. And the rabbi said, look, I got this business idea that I'm thinking about doing. It's like, you can't escape it. Everyone's an entrepreneur.
That's
everyone's
it.
An actor. Everyone's a writer, a performer. It's just crazy.
All right, I want to talk with you about that. He's responsible, Greg Grenberg, responsible for a mobile app called Yowza.
I downloaded it last week. Cool stuff.
Thank you.
We will get to that. Greg Grenberg is spending the hour with us. Richie, Roberta, Doug at 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs.
Are
you sand or snow?
Always.
Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have 3 qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually 4 frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's 4 frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Oh, what happened to all the people in here?
Good, Roberta.
Hi, Roberta.
Roberta's right on. Head for Roberta.
Professional broadcaster.
We're having a conversation with actor Greg Grenberg in this hour of Good Day.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Jason Lewis here with the holidays just around the corner. Be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Three after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're having a conversation. This is for, I'm feeling like, what's his name, Lipton in
the actor's studio.
In the actor's studio with Greg Grunberg. Can you imagine if I was doing that program?
Oh,
it would be like?
No,
I couldn't.
You like to just kind of go where it flows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
which is more like Shatner's raw nerve.
Right.
Exactly. No, but Lipton makes, he finds importance in things that are so ridiculous.
Right.
And he makes them so,
dramatic.
Overly important. He's like, yes. What's your favorite sound? God, man, relax. He's crazy, that guy.
Greg Grunberg, who has had all kinds of hit television programs. And now, can we talk about that movie you did in Canada? Is that off limits or on limits? Can we talk about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've never been at this weird place in before in my career. I just did two movies, both of them sci-fi movies that are so effects driven, and that, I don't know when these things are going to come out. It's like another 7 months of special effects. The one that you're referring to is I shot in Canada. It's called End of the World. Actually, it's going to definitely come out in 2012 to coincide with the prediction of the end of the world. But
yeah, right.
So I do know that. But it's all, all I was doing was staring up at the sky and going, oh, no! And, referring to things that weren't there.
Hey, so, you do this sci-fi, the end of the world thing. You were a huge hit with Heroes, huge hit with Alias. Are you kind of drawn to that sci-fi stuff, or does it kind of find you? And you always play like the straight guy. It's never like you play the offbeat kind of character. It's always you get the straight guy part.
Yeah, and I try and make them funny. That's the way we all deal with life is through humor. And I've always tried to infuse things. Now, I'm getting these opportunities because of the success of Heroes, to star in get roles in movies. They get offered to me and I get a little bit more of a say in how the characters develop before we get to the set. So
cool.
Like this movie, I turned it into a comedy. I mean, I was like, look, this guy is a goofball. Even Alias, everybody else would walk into the room with a gun. I would walk into a room with a calzone and hope that I would get a laugh. And it was like, no, cut. What are you doing? What's Greg doing? Constantly getting put on the editing room floor.
Told me a story about being in a film with Eric Roberts, and you have to tell that story here.
Eric Roberts, it was on Heroes, actually. Eric was on Heroes, and I had never worked with him before. By the way, one of the greatest guys I've ever worked with. Such a pro, and he's just done some incredibly iconic roles throughout the years. So I was intimidated, to say the least. He immediately, broke all those walls, and just we had a great time. He's a great guy. But one of his habits is he'll walk around while we're setting up a shot, and he pretends he's a horn player with his mouth. See, I mean, but it's annoying. It's so annoying. I mean, literally, it's like, hey, Eric. And he's like, and you're like, dude, take it to, like, I mean, really serious moments, right? So it got so bad that the crew, they don't want to say anything, but I was giving him a lot of crap back and forth, you know, like, Eric, enough with the horns. So finally, there's this moment where I shoot him. And he's on the ground, and he goes down hard, and he's laying, and this pool of blood starts coming out from the back of his head. And on camera, I stand over him, and I look down at him like Clint Eastwood, and I literally just go, I mean, it was just so perfect. And he broke up the crew. We never used it. It might be on a blooper reel, but it was just so classic.
So obviously you had to do that take again.
But that was okay. That was, you know, it was
fair. It's probably not fair to ask you which of all the roles that you've played.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, we'll do that in a minute. We have to pause. We'll continue. Greg Grunberg is here with us for the hour, and we have to talk about. I want to talk about this mobile app called Yowza, which is really a story unto itself. 28 after on Good Day.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you, that is simply not the case. Geico makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Program on the air around the country and around the world at DougStephan.com. 33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan, and we may have a fifth member. I could hear Grunberg on with us from his perch there in Los Angeles. He could be on with us with regularity.
He's come over. He and I can do the show together. We're yeah, letting
exactly. We don't need you, Doug.
Oh, thanks.
The L.A. contingency takes over.
Right.
Yeah.
They got it all over. Somebody sent me an email this morning and asked me, what is your heaven on earth? What is the best way that you spend your time? And I will tell you that it is with people that I like. It's very important for us to all find people that we like, the people that we enjoy. And why would you put up with people that you don't? Why would you try to be friends with someone that you don't really like or don't have anything in common with? It's really, I think, one of the things I said to Greg, and I meant this, Greg Grunberg, the actor, is with us. He was on the trip to Israel. I was with him. He was with me. We had a group of six people that got pretty close in the 5-6 days that we were together. And I enjoyed the time getting to know them. I liked you and Mary Lynn, obviously, the best. And I think it culminated with that Saturday walk with Kupperman around the city of Jerusalem. We had the whole day just basically you and Wayne and me and Mary Lynn and her husband Matt, and that was it. And yeah,
it was to see the Christian sites, and it was just amazing. This guy Kupperman, who goes by Koopy, this big, just bigger than life guy who normally takes around heads of states and presidents, and he's done helicopter tours, a number of them. He's an amazing guy, ex-military, as everyone is there. But he's just wonderful. But we had such a great group, and it was such a small group at that point. That day I will remember it fondly as one of my favorite days on the trip.
Yeah, it was. And he figured out who I was after I pointed out on a map. I had been, we both looked at each other, and I said, "You have a wonderful face," and not really remember. I mean, there's something about it,
big fella.
But we went out and we were looking.
You sure do have pretty lips. Yeah. I'm like, Doug, what are you doing?
You're embarrassing me.
So we're on the Mount of Olives, and we're looking out over the valley where Palestine and Jerusalem come together in the fence and stuff. And I'm pointing out on the map where I went to a military station, and then he looks at me, and the light goes off with him, and he says, "I took you there," and this was, 6 years ago or something, and he remembered. And then we got out one of the Talkers magazines, which had been, pictures and stuff of the trip, because I went with the editor of Talkers at the time, and there's him in his uniform, And he was, as Greg says, he just was everybody's grandfather. And
yeah, he was great. Well, he pulled out that magazine because he wanted your autograph. He wanted you to sign it.
Yeah.
But to get him to do that, you know, he was like, I'd like, he was so, just didn't know how to ask you, didn't want to,
so
you know.
Very
But also, what was really funny is, we're standing on the Mount of Olives looking out. I mean, incredible view. And two minutes before, a camel literally almost bit Doug's face off.
we actually have that picture on the
today is the last day of those pictures, sort of in honor of you. There's a picture, if you go to DougStephan.com, Greg, right now, and look in the right-hand column where we have our slideshow, you'll see that picture, which you took of me with the camel, like, right in my face. That was one of the.
You're lucky moments, you didn't get spit on, because camels can be kind of nasty.
That's true. No, we didn't get spit on.
No. All right. So here's another thing that you learn. Not everybody is, as we all know, those of us who have any life under our belt, know that people are not just one dimensional. And one of the fascinating things I found out about Greg on the trip, in the bus, as a matter of fact, we were driving around someplace, and it came up, and I don't know how it came up. It may have been after we were at that the wine tasting, that little place, and you went to your Twitter page and you posted, you got a 1.6 million followers or something like that, and you tweeted that we were in this thing, and you and I started talking about it, and somehow Yowza came up. So tell everybody how this is a mobile app which you designed. You were responsible for it. Had millions of people using it. What is it?
I created Yowza. Yowza is a free app if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, and it essentially it saves you money and you don't have to spend money.
Roberta,
like you do with
listen to this. Roberta is our creative
chief. I'm listening.
Get this.
Oh yeah, Roberta, this is for you. I was tired of, and I'm not a huge coupon person. My wife and I we want to be smart. You know, we don't go to Bed Bath and Beyond without having our 20% off coupon, or, you know, go somewhere if there's an offer that just you have to use. But we forget to clip it. We have three boys. It's hard to remember to bring it, and then it expires. It's just a mess. So I thought, why doesn't somebody harness the GPS technology of the phone so that it's an app on your phone. When you push it, it immediately knows where you are and brings up all the stores, restaurants, and businesses that are right around you, and all of their offers and coupons right up on your phone. You don't need paper. You never need to print it out. The barcode for that offer or that coupon comes up right on your phone. They can scan the barcode right off your phone, and you save money. It's the easiest thing in the world. And so I created it, and now it's a burgeoning, you know, tech business where it's national. There's huge stores on there. I mean, McDonald's and, you know, Sports Authority and Finish Line and Johnny Rockets and all these great stores, Lomans, I mean, a million different places. And every airport now, when you get off the plane, you'll look around. We made a deal with HMS Host, which is the group that kind of manages all the airport malls and restaurant areas. You can save money at every airport if you're traveling. But it's called Yowza, and everybody should have it on their phone. If they don't have it, they're just, because again, you don't have to spend any money to save money. So download Yowza for free or go to getyowza.com, getyowza.com, and download it to your phone.
Yowza, getyowza.com. And this is, Roberta does a piece on the website every day called The Queen of Cheap, in which he focuses on coupons and ways of getting things free, deals of the day, et cetera, and is always cumulative in the box that's hers at the Doug Stephan website. But this would be a great place. We could put a permanent, Richie, can't we put a permanent sort of connection there
as
for deals for Yowza? Just let's put that in the Queen of Cheap.
That would be awesome.
Better living.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Better Living box next to it as well. I mean, might as well have that down there as a service for people to save a little dough.
The other thing that I'm pushing right now, we made a deal with American Express Small Business, and I had a frozen yogurt store many, many years ago, so there's two sides of this that I saw a problem with. I mean, my frozen yogurt store, I was like, you know, this is literally 23 years ago, but it's so hard to put up an ad. You put an ad in a magazine, you put an ad in a newspaper, you're spending $300, you don't know who sees it, who clips it, who brings it. This is for small business. It's $50 a month per location. and you're reaching millions of people. You're in their pocket. You can change your deals at any time. So it you know, benefits the business, and it also benefits the user.
And it's cool because it benefits new customers, too, and existing ones. Because I know a lot of times, you know, you like Living Social might bring in a few new customers, but this, if it's always in your phone and carrying around with you, it brings in everybody. That's cool.
Yeah, and like a business like Fazio Cleaners in L.A. here, you know, if you find a cleaners you like, that's it. You're hooked, you know. So for a business, if you bring in one person, that's what I think these – a lot of people don't see, like, a lot of people complain about Groupon. You know, Groupon is amazing because it brings in, like you saying, new customers that you never, ever would have brought in without spending the millions of dollars to reach those people. You know?
But it might have only bring it, I mean, it brings them in once with something that you can always keep and keep reusing in your phone. That's kind of cool because you get people back over and over again.
That's true. That's the difference with Yowza.
Yeah, you're right. Let me tell you something. I'm a little upset right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm sitting here cruising through my Yowza app, and having just downloaded it last week, I haven't really gotten into the rhythm of using it. There's a $50 off coupon for Guitar Center where I just spent
$1,000
there last week.
Oh.
Wait a minute. If it's $50, no, if you spend $1,000, I could have saved you $250.
Bring it, brother. How do you
do it? Yeah, no, they had on there a huge coupon. Guitar Center has one of the best coupons. They always keep three big coupons on there. I was in Guitar Center. I go there all the time because I'm a drummer in a band.
Right.
And
I bought a Roland drum set.
Yeah, no, I wasn't buying. I was buying a microphone, and I'm in line. There it's weird. You're not really in line. You're in different sections, but right. I was in the that section with the microphone section, which is
right.
Like you're spending a lot of money.
Right.
And there were guys in back of me. They were like, "What the hell are you doing? I saved people so much money because they were just watching me download and use my phone."
Now they gave me a coupon, so maybe this is the coupon that you were talking about because they handed me. They said, "Do you have a smartphone?" I said, "Yeah." They said, "Can we email you this coupon?" So maybe they emailed me the coupon that you had used.
They, you know, sometimes they have similar offers, but all the offers on Yowza are unique to all those businesses.
Look at you, REI. I spent $150 bucks there last week.
Nice going, Richie.
You know what? I created Yowza.
Remember the song from the Beatles? I'm a loser.
Wow.
All right, stand by. More from Greg Grunberg, interesting character. As you can tell, listening to his various lots in life. It's what do we have? 17 before the hour, Richie.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes. Green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected. Like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
The Six Tactic.
All right, so the question is, would you go to a concert if the band was, what do you call
it? From TV?
It's the Grunnies and the Grunts or something. What's the name of the band? You told me and I don't remember.
What?
The Grunnies and the Grunts.
You should have followed my lead, Doug.
Band from TV.
Oh, that's right, too. I mean, you did say that earlier on.
Yeah. Right,
band. Hey, listen to this.
Or as they're known, Grunnies and the Grunts.
Yeah, right. Who's this singing?
So that is, if there are any Bachelor fans, that's Bob the Bachelor, Bob Guinea.
And the funny one.
The funny one, the guy who you know everyone can relate to, who now hosts shows on HGTV, and he worked with Oprah for a while. He was on the Game Show Network. Bob is the greatest guy, biggest heart in the world, and as you can tell, he can really sing. And we've got Scott Grimes from VR. We've got Adrian Pasdar, Terry Hatcher, Jorge Garcia, Hugh Laurie, James Denton, me, Jesse Spencer from House, all these actors, each one of them has a charity that they care about. So all the money we raise gets divided up and all of our charities benefit.
That's awesome.
And you open for what kind of shows?
We play, like we're playing the Falls View Casino, three dates on President's Weekend. That's our big money-making gig for the year, basically. And then we're playing on Wisteria Lane for cystic fibrosis. We play events to benefit our own charities. And obviously we don't charge for those. And then we raise money through the event. And then mine, you know, is epilepsy. Our oldest son, Jake, has epilepsy. So I'm the spokesperson for epilepsy. And I have a foundation called talkaboutit.org, which is just getting people to talk about seizures, talk about epilepsy. Don't be afraid to tell coworkers, friends, teachers, family members, that, you know, if you have a seizure, here's what to do. It's not the end of the world. You're going to be fine, and you can live well with the right medication and everything. So talkaboutit.org is mine. But we benefit, I mean, cancer to, you know, autism to the environment. We really take care of a lot of charities.
But you're missing a key player in this band.
You.
Doug has a kazoo, Greg.
Yeah, I have. Show him how talented you are, Doug.
I know the offers roll in every day. It's really hard for us.
No, no. I could be, but I would be a good singer. I would probably add
you
whoever
could do
it is that's singing. I could be, I don't know if we sang or not when we were together, but I think.
No, Doug, I have video of you singing in front of the church. Remember? I started the video off.
Yes.
And you were like, let's tell the story
of Jesus and his glory.
Wow, so it was kind of like a rap, but in song. That's nice.
Yeah, it was. There was a long line to get into the church. Doug started singing, and there was no line at all.
I think Mary Lynn was
weird.
I think Mary Lynn, who we found out was a pretty serious Catholic.
Yeah.
I think she was taken back by that little, you think? Or not?
Well, I thought she was crying because she was in the place where Jesus was. I think it was your sin.
It's 49 past the hour. Greg Grunberg is here on Good Day with us.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax. And my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit. And we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
Oh, my longest years ago, be right home. Baby, just want me a last time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
One last, it's...
Feeling good, Gregory. How are you?
Are you feeling good?
Yeah.
I can't see
a thing, but I can feel it.
I know. I can see you, which is great. I moved the symbol over and I saw Hugh. I was like, oh, Hugh Laurie's in our band.
Oh, boy.
I must say, Hugh, I think there's something there wrong with that. There.
Is this the pre-song...
Yeah, this is introducing the band and then Shake Your Tail Feather goes into Rapper's Delight.
Really?
Love that.
All right, are we on the air or are we having this conversation?
Yeah, we're on the air.
All right, okay.
Well, I know about the fella you've been dancing with now. Whole neighborhood, yeah.
This is you?
All right. Ask me, baby.
All right, yeah. You can tell I'm not the singer in the band.
Is that hard for you to listen to? Because I think it sounds great, but you seem like you're being critical. Do you not? Is it hard to listen to your own stuff?
It's that is so old. I sing a couple other songs, and I just I know it's fun. I mean, I have so much fun on stage. I couldn't care less if I sound terrible. It's all for charity.
Yeah.
And I know
well,
I don't
you don't sound terrible. You sound great.
Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you.
The band is called Band from TV. I don't know why Richard didn't
Greg
remember
say,
that from earlier.
Not B-A-N-N-E-D.
Yeah.
Yeah, B-A-N-D from TV.
Band from Greg Grunberg, the actor, is here with us in this hour of Good Day. We're having sort of a retrospective of the things that he's done that he loves of his career. He's the father of three boys. And back and forth. You use technology, and this is one of the things that I'm not one who's usually envious, and that's probably not the right word, but you have mastered technology, probably best demonstrated by the fact the Yowza, getyowza.com website, the mobile application, the stuff for deals and that sort of thing that we were discussing. But you have, I don't know if you describe yourself as a techie, you use the tools. How would you, when it comes to technology, how would you describe yourself?
I think I'm an opportunist. I mean, I'm an idea person first and foremost, and you know, without the right partner, I partnered with a guy named August Trometer who had three apps already, and he, you know, he actually did the nuts and bolts on the app, but on Yowza. But I, you know, when Twitter was first starting, most people were laughing. My wife was laughing at me at the beginning. She's like, what are you doing? Who cares about what you're having for dinner and a fart joke here and there? Who cares? Meanwhile, you know, when I want to talk about a TV show or epilepsy, you know, awareness or the band or anything, to be able to reach 1.5 million people, I mean, that's, to me, it's just so powerful. And, you know, and I get, people ask, friends ask when they have a movie coming out or, you know, if there's something that I see that I don't really like, I'll comment on it. I have to be careful with Twitter because, like, I opened my mouth once and ABC News called me in 5 minutes and said, hey, can we interview you about that? And I was like,
really?
What? Oh, I Twittered about it, you know.
And did you really want to, or you didn't want to really talk about it that much?
You just didn't.
No, I wanted to. It was an epilepsy joke, a seizure joke in a movie that I knew was gonna just. It was just wrong. It was just so wrong. I'm all about talking about epilepsy. So if you have a joke where it's like, hey man, did you have a seizure? I mean, that's fine. It's like we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. But this was so blatant, and it was just so not funny. Mm-hmm. So I commented. I said, boycott. I don't want to go to this movie. And suddenly. I mean, it was all over the place, to the point where I got the studio calling me saying, please, you know, what can we do? And you know, so it's a very powerful tool. And,
wow.
But in the world of tech, I love the opportunity that, you know, a guy like me or anybody, if you have an idea for an app and you have a little bit of know-how, you can really make it work. I mean, there are the guys that are making apps in their garage that are changing the world, you know?
And it's amazing when you have things like the iPad, you load it up with apps and movies and TV shows, when you get stuck someplace, they just know how to use it, and there doesn't seem to be a never-ending supply of this sort of thing. It makes it valuable, and it's good, you know, in terms of you can use it as a tool for yourself individually or in business. So that's one of the great things about the technology today that we're all learning. And we've learned a lot from you. Go ahead.
I was going to say a show like yours. I mean, you go to DougStephan.com and it's archived. So any show you want to listen to, you know, if you don't listen to it live, somebody, you know, that's to me, that's incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
That somebody can go and just listen to, you know, any show they want. It's just, it's banked. It's
there
on
are no
site.
Other shows worth listening to. There are no other shows worth listening to other than this one. That's except to make sure that you understand that. Greg Grunberg, check out his Yowza app at GetYowza, YOWZA, GetYowza.com. Great to have you here. You're welcome anytime to visit with us. Get up early, put on the slippers, and we'll go to town. 59 past the hour on Good Day.